All right, good vach. Welcome back to another winter. This is already, I think, our seventh winter, and it's a chizik to me that the olam keeps on coming and it's mechayiv me. But I think for all of us, limud haTorah, especially limud haTorah b'chabura, is one of the highest forms of limud haTorah, and it's hard to beat in terms of being oisa nachas ruach liyitzrei. It's a very hard thing to beat of limud haTorah b'rabim, especially limud haTorah b'chabura, where each one is yemel chaver chazak. We're starting Mi'at Hashem this winter with the topic of Asagas Gvol. Zaylam probably remembers a number of years ago we did Anim Hapek B'Charara, which is, I guess, a cousin of Hasagas Gvol, but Hasagas Gvol from a whole different angle. And whatever is Nugay that we need, Mi'at Hashem I'll hopefully bring in, but Be'ikah, where it's new dynamics of Hasagas Gvol. The Simon itself is Kuf Nun Vav, and it's basically divided into two parts. The first half of the Simen talks about the Hasagas Gvul of neighbors, of neighborhoods, residents, what you're allowed to do in the neighborhoods, what you're not allowed to do in the neighborhoods, when you're allowed to be Ma'akev. That's the first half, which I hope to go a little quicker through. And the second half is the Hasagas Gvul, which is the more well-known Hasagas Gvul of competition in business, when you're allowed to compete, how you're allowed to compete, etc. Just a disclaimer, I put on the sign Hasagas Gvul, and everyone knows it as Hasagas Gvul, but truth be told, this has nothing to do with Hasagas Gvul. This is not Hasagas Gvul of the Torah. When the Pasuk says L'Hasagas Gvul Reyacha, it's not talking about not residents and not of neighborhoods, it's not talking about competition. What it's talking about is when you're stealing a piece of land from your neighbor, you move over the border. That is the Issa of Hasagas Gvul Midaraisa, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, correct? And that Grada might have attached with another is of Gezel Midoraisa, could be Makhlekes Rishonim. It's not really not for now. But it became commonly known as this is considered Hasagas Gvul, where we talk about practice encroaching upon someone else. That's really what this is, encroaching upon someone else's rights in terms of his rights to live, peace, quality of life issues, and his life, his right to have a fair a business. Okay, so let's start. Like I said, the first half is talking about the neighborhoods. We're going to start Sif Aleph. As the klal is din misha yered lumnasa shechaveroi or misha mevis chayr leira cheres, which is really the second half. And to sound that the klal doesn't even include the first half, but the first half is, like I said, is talking about the residential neighborhoods. What you're allowed to do to mess up the neighborhood. All right, let's start. Zakta machava, echud mibnei ha-movi she'enu mafulish. If we're talking about a movi which is not mafulish, that means that you cannot, there's no pass-through, there's a way to get in, there's no outlet. You can't go from one end of the movi and out the other end. You can go in and make a U-turn and get out, but you can't go like a dead-end area. And just to understand what a mavi is in Rabbi Erevin all over, mavi means that there are a bunch of houses that all share common property called a chotzen. And then there's another cluster of houses that have a property that they share called a chotzer. And then there's maybe a third, a fourth, etc. Then all these chotzerim share, go lead into a majorly common area called a mavi. It means a mavi is something which is shared by many chatzerim, and a chatz is something that's shared by many houses. So that's a mavi. And this mavi, if this mavi is a mavi she'enu mefulish, if you can, it's not traveled through, so people generally don't use it, only the people who are the residents of that neighborhood. It's not like an open street that it's free for all. Anyone who wants to go to yeshiva, let's say, passes by Autumn Road or whatever it is. No, it's not that. It's talking about where it's a dead-end street, so if you have no business there, you're not going to be there. So it's a more peaceful and quiet neighborhood. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. Imovi sheina mafulish. And the Rama, even that, he's not so happy with. He's like, Rama, yeshoimim de bemovi einum yecheilam namchais. If you have a movi, even if it's einum mafulish, no, that's not enough of a peaceful environment that allows you to stop people from coming in. Ve'ein dinin elo amurim. And this whole Sif, or the whole few Sifim, the beginning of the Simen, is talking about Davka Rat Bechotzes, only talking about something which is Chotz, which is even more private. Who else is going into the Chotz? Only the people of these houses are going into the Chotz. Someone who's not in this Chotz is not coming here. Shebikesh. Now, one of these people in this Mavi, or the Chotz later Amor, was Bikesh Lasois. He wanted to become a Reifei. or an umin, or a gardi. What does this mean? So zok the taich, lav dafka, this is from the Ramah, but zok the taich could be his lavosh, you have to know who it's from. Pirish, what's a pirish umin? Umin means lahak is dam, that is mak is dam, that is a bloodletter. U pirish gardi, what's a gardi? He's an urid begodim, he's a weaver. Oy soif ishtaris, or he writes, he's a lawyer, he drafts contracts. Oy melamit tenoikas, or he's a teacher. Provided it's a limud she'enu shel Torah, he doesn't teach Torah, he teaches history, math, etc. In all these cases, b'nei ha'movi ma'akvim alav, anyone, a resident of the movi, has a right to stop him. M'nei why shemar ba'aleim ha'nechnosim v'yoyzim. Because by doing so, he's drawing all the customers, all the clientele to his business into the neighborhood. It was a very peaceful, quiet neighborhood. All of a sudden, overnight, we're having major traffic coming into the neighborhood. All your customers are now coming here. You're ruining the area, and it's mar ba'aleim ha'nechnosim v'yoyzim. It becomes pretty crowded. If I want to get out, I got to go around the car. It's double parked. It's I don't have the rafkes and the enjoyment that I had till now. So therefore, I have a right to stop you from becoming any one of these professions. And the Ramah, Yad Ramah says, it's hu adin sha'a umniyas, it's lav dafka, this profession, any profession that draws people to come there, who draws customers, draws clients to come there, you're allowed to stop. In fact, as a dogma, we once gave this as a mashal, one girsa, instead of being seifa, was saper. Means a barber. The Rabbeinu Gershom Baragoyla brings down that some had that gear. So you're not allowed to be a barber either in a mavi sheinu mafulish or a chatzal later on, because again you're bringing in customers. It's just a marshal, another marshal of another profession. But tein lekachem v'yakem oid, you can't bring in a confection collection either because you're going to bring in a lot of business into the area. You owe me one. All right. So now. The Mechaba over here says the reason why is because m'nei shemar ba'aleihem ha'nechnosim v'yaitzim, because you're bringing in major traffic here. It's I lost my rafches, my enjoyable living was lost. The ma'ase to machlokes rishonim. If you look in the rishonim, I would say even every, but just not to catch me, but kimat every rishon taka says that the pshat is because of the chak. The Riba HaNechnosim, they call it. The Riba HaNechnosim are going to bring a Dechak. I don't have that Ravchas that I had till now. But then there's another Chelek of the Shoenim, Niramam Yad Ramah, who says there's really another time which they hold is even a better time, and that is the Koil of the Nechnosim Vayotin. Not just the Dechak, but the noise, the honking, the tumult, the talking, day, night, I lost my quiet, peaceful environment. So they're worried about the noise, and specifically they say, I can't sleep. Every time I'm trying to take an afternoon nap, all of a sudden I hear a honk, I hear knocking on doors, people are schmoozing outside, it disturbs me. So they're worried about not only the dechak, they're worried about the koil as well. And other Rishonim, like let's say the Ramban, Rashba, that set of Rishonim say, no, we're not worried about koil, even though in one in the Lashonis of the Gemara that uses koil, it's lav dafka, it really means just the chak. So it's a makloikis, it's a dafka, the dechak, or it's even the koil. Now the Machab over here only says, Nation Marbele Magnosim Vayetim is Masha, he's worried about the dechak. But truth be told, if you look in Sif Beis, over there, I'm just borrowing a lashon over there. It says, "Ein yachol, ein anu yuchaylam lishon mikoil aneknasim vayoytem." There he is worried about the coil. So the achrenim say it's lav dafka. It's interchangeable. Here's coil. There's ribui. Here's ribui. There's coil. Doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. One mechaber poked here ribui and there coil. Anyone has a good teretz, please let me know. But ba'etzem, the mechaber goes with the shita of Yad Raman, the Rambam, that for both reasons you're allowed to be meicha. And the Yad Ramah says the reason why koil is even a better reason than ribay anachnasim, than the dechak, is because the dechak is only when certain times that you could figure out. Let's say I say, don't open up this practice because you're going to bother me. You're bringing in a lot of people coming into the area. So the guy can say, no, I'll minimize it to a certain time, and you'll be able to work around your schedule to get in and out of the complex without going during that time. So I won't shter you. So he says that the chak you could minimize to a specific time. Mashenken, koil is a problem, because what do you can do with koil? Koil, I want to sleep all day long. I want to sleep at night. I might want to take an afternoon nap. I want to go to sleep anytime. My kids want to take a nap. So be'etzem, kol is a problem all the time. So therefore, they hold that kol is even a better reason. The Achronim really didn't know this Yad Rama, and they're muching Kol. Kol is very nice. You're going to sleep at night, but what does it have to do with the day? And some want to say that maybe their stores used to be open at night, and today our stores are not open at night. Memelo, there's no more problem of Kol. So the Shaul and Chassam Sofer tried to suggest that. Chassam Sofer throws them out, but that was a suggestion. If you look at the Kesef HaKochim in the bottom, he says, Yishloimo, Shigam b'chanus, Shein boim l'shom rak b'yoim shayekein, even though it's only open during the day, Ki kama anoshim, Yishenim shinas terayim, Gam b'choil b'keva. And also sometimes open a little later in the day, Matzad ben hashmoshish, Shechichim b'chanuyus, V'abe yishenim oz, Hatayna b'yoisa, Gam l'pamim, he's mutching a little bit, Gam l'pamim brings another reason, Koinim boim b'nechitza b'alayla, they're desperate, they need mamish this box of chocolate for this Shalom Zocha tonight, or this Vachnak, so they'll wake up and see on David. Liknis me amonis v'tzrikim limko lahem oz, vein tayna shol yiftak b'alayla b'shum moifin ki yesh, are you going to say Yeshlem that he's going to watch Yeshiv Meshamba? That you can't do. So what you see from here is they're mooching. But the truth, the Rishonim say, yes, a person has a right to go to sleep during the day. He has a right to go to sleep, obviously, during the night. And at any time, you're going to open up your store and bring in people and noise. You're bothering me. You're disturbing my sleep. So therefore, I have a right to stop you. All right, so that's, we pass and we go with both cheetahs. Also, to define what's considered, well, the Rama only says it's a chatza, not a mavi, but even what would be a mavi or a chatza, I didn't have the time, I made a bar mitzvah today, but I didn't have the time to look through, but I remember many years ago, I saw some tshuvas. I thought it was maybe the Zakan Aaron. I looked quickly, I couldn't find it. I think it might be a tshuva who lived at the 1880, something Shalom. I have to look it up. Who says that we're not talking about today's houses. Today's houses, I could be right next to you, and we could even be, let's say, on a dead-end street. Mamish dead end, no outlets. We have the Einum of Fulish Chachaboy, and we have, it's not like Chachar is going into Mavi. We only have our street or whatever. But they say that that's not considered a Chotza. A Chotza means two houses go into one common area. If you are a typical neighborhood where you own your front lawn and it's not shared, and your neighbor owns his front lawn and it's not shared, etc. So all these lawns are not a chotza. It's your private chotza. It's not the chotza that we're talking about. And a mela, you don't have a right to be makif. What the din is talking about, when the chatzeres were mushutofis, that you'll have complexes where there is common area in Lakewood Leroyf. Or if you'll have an apartment building, the whole hallway and the whole stairway, all that is common area. Yeah, so common area, then you're bothering me. We share a certain area and you're bothering my area. You're trying to use your chelik of the area and stepping all over me. That's a problem. A courtyard. Okay, very good. But typically, most houses where they have private lots and private areas, that wouldn't even be the realm of a chatzah. I would love to look it up again, so don't quote me on this one, but that's how Kumundumani from many years ago. All right, fine. So that's what the Machaba says. He allowed to stop any person here. Now, Zot continues the Machaba. Vafilu nisratu loy kulam. And even if everyone is maskim, everyone says, gezin to hide. In fact, I enjoy having a bob in the neighborhood. It's very convenient. And there's one Nudyak, who wants to be ma'akev, chutz me'echad, still, oisei echad, that individual is ma'akev, a love, has a right to stop him from coming. You don't have to have a roiv, a majority. One person who's part of this, chotza ha'meshutif, or this movi l'ta makaba, has a right to be ma'akev. All right. Now let's see a sman, a very important sman in Sivkot and Gimel. The makaba gave an example, a roife, pasha is a doctor, or an umin, which is translated in the parentheses as a blood letter. Umin pish kuliyam, that's a makizdam. Everyone knows that the umin that we're referring to here is a makizdam. But what's a roife? Pish rashi, a moil. A roife is a moil. And even a moil, you have a right to stop. Then people, I guess, used to come to the moil to have the bris, and you're constantly bringing in people to the area. So even that person I want to stop. The Chen Kosabi Shushan, the Levush Khan says the same thing, that what we're talking about a roife means a moil. You're allowed to stop a moil from practicing in your chatzah hamishotiv. Zaktisma, veloidok. But the Yeshushan was not medayik. The truth, yes, Rashi says it, but we don't go like Rashi. Why? The Mechaba cannot hold that roifi means a moil. Because later on in Sif Gimel, kosav d'chol mili de mitzvah, anything that's considered a mitzvah, eino yochel limchis bo. You're not allowed to stop him from doing. You're allowed to stop him from practicing a regular profession, a gadi, a weaver, a lawyer, whatever it is. But someone was doing a dvar mitzvah, the mechabo, it's makloikas rishonim, and Rashi and the Ramban Pashas hold that a dvar mitzvah you're allowed to stop. So Rashi is not shver, Rashi could learn moil. But we, the mechabo, pasans like the other rishonim, that b'chol davishol mitzvah you're not allowed to stop, a kocha can't learn a moil, because a moil is also a dvar mitzvah, so you have no right to stop this moil. L'chein nira zaktasma anuprad, the pirish roife, he's a regular doctor. You can stop a doctor, but you cannot stop a moil. If you look in the Taz brings the Sma and asks on him. Zok the Taz, if the Rabbeinu meant a moil, Hasim over there and Sif Gimel, that by all the Taz in Sif Aleph, right over here. Hasim, the Taz holds that the Mechaba holds later on that a davishol mitzvah you cannot stop. Tamani, if that was the smaz kasha that a moil cannot be what we're referring to because a moil is a dvar mitzvah, then who adin my tikin lefizeh b'mashe pirish reifu nefoshes? What did he fadim by saying we're talking about a doctor? The otu zeinu mitzvah. To be a doctor is not a mitzvah. To save people is not a mitzvah. That's also a mitzvah. If you cannot stop a moil, you also cannot stop a doctor. So the Sma holds, you're allowed to stop a doctor, and the Taz says, you cannot stop a doctor. Now, how did the Taz know, Otto Zeh, no mitzvah? So God is a Rosh in the Dorim, but in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei, in Shinlam Medvav, it talks about the rights of the doctor, malpractice over there, and it talks about the dinim of Rapa Yerape, and over there it starts off that it's a mitzvah to be merape, and it's bechlal pikuach nefesh. So you see there it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, avad, you now let us stop him. If you can't stop a moil, then you can't stop a doctor for the same token. All right, that's what the Taz says. It's a shver kasha, and a lot of achrenim give terutzim to the Sma, and they actually argue with the Taz. We'll see shortly the Taz's Eitza, but they don't like the Taz's Eitza, and they try to back the Sma's Eitza, the Sma's Prat, with different terutzim. I just want to take apart this Taz, just understand this kasha. Otu roifei einu mitzvah. But I don't know why a doctor is a mitzvah, and I'll explain. I have asked many people, Talmid Chacham, and no one could show me where it says to be merape is a mitzvah. Yes, it says in Yeridei Shinlam Medvav that it's bechlau pikuach nevish, it's a mitzvah gedolin, it's gavaldik. If you look at the sources, the tashpats, and the source that the mechab is coming from, it's a gavaldik azach. But if you look at every single source, you'll notice that everyone is talking about with a sakonis nefashis. Sakonis nefashis, I understand, it's mitzvah deraisa to save someone from sakonis nefashis, mitzvah of hatzola. You have to, Shavas Gufoy, the Gemara says, Avada, you have to be meshiv, just like you have to be meshiv his mamon, you have to be meshiv his guf as well, and protect him from dying, that's for sure. But let's talk about the regular doctor, routine daily checkups, or the doctor who fixes a broken arm. I mean, it might be a doctor who's going to correct me, broken arm eventually might lead to death. I don't know. Let's be honest for a second. And all these type, most of the time, there is no sakonis nefashis involved. Strep might lead to sakonis nefashis.
He's referring to such a doctor. Those days, maybe the doctors only did sakonis
nefashis. Oh, they only did sakonis. I mean, there was no upper respiratory infection. There's no, they didn't have colds or earaches or broken limbs. Or okay, fine. If that was the case, kizint ay. But that means the truvis who would like to apply this makloikas bismanenu are not applying it properly because bismanenu, our doctors don't, generally are not oisik. A GI, even if a person never has a reflux, it's mamish not comfortable, but it's not life-threatening. If a person has v'chein. Sorry?
Dermatologist.
Very good. Excellent. So you have a lot of doctors, a dentist. Okay? So you have a lot of...
toothpaste could be
some of those. All right. Fine. Maybe he might need a psychiatrist if he believes it's a guy. He can't bear the pain. But anyway, Lamaise says most doctors are not sakonis nefashos, and therefore, if you look, yes, there's a rishos. If a rabbi, your rabbi gives you a rishos, and I'm not taking away they're doing a chesed and they're helping other people. But if that's the case, I think every person doing. I think every person who owns a grocery store is doing a chesed. Every person who owns any store is doing a chesed. They're supplying products or services that people need. It's a great chesed, but that doesn't make it a mitzvah that gives you a right just to park yourself here. That doesn't. To go park yourself somewhere else. Do your mitzvah, your chesed somewhere else. Don't do it here. A mitzvah we're talking about is a mitzvah. It's a moyel, I understand. A roifei nefashos, I also understand. But stam roifei, I don't understand. I'm a melo. Even if you tell me, and I'll take it to the next step, even if you tell me that doctors do both, he'll do sometimes roifei nefashos and sometimes not, that gives him a right to allow all cold one patients to come into the neighborhood. But anyone who just has upper respiratory infections is not allowed into the neighborhood. And if he cannot distinguish between the patients, he has no right to park himself here. He can't, so go somewhere else to do your practice. It means you have no right to bring in the traffic of those people that you're not doing a mitzvah for. Memela, could be that's what this might hold, that's why you're allowed to stop.
But it's interesting that the Lashon of the Sma is Roifei Kufois, but in the Tazir it says Roifei Nefashos.
Very good, I want to be medayik that as well. I don't know if it was done bedafka, but the Taz changed that Lashon to Roifei Nefashos, Kiilu maybe is being Meramez, so we're talking about Sakonis Nefashos. I'm not sure. The Maisa of the Sma's Lashon is not that, correct. Fine, but good, that's one Makshava. Another Makshava is that I don't believe, I would like to at least suggest, that you can't just create your own mitzvahs and just, you know, expound on this and just schlep it. What we're talking about is a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah. The Rishonim talk about the tefillah betzibah, if you want to park a shul there. So it's a tefillah betzibah. There's a chiv derabbanan to have a shul. Chalukas tzedakah, yeah, mitzvah deraisa to give out tzedakah. Things that are mitzvah pratiyas, that I understand, for those mitzvahs, they were daicha, this inyan of having a right to have a peaceful neighborhood, and we'll see the reasons why, but good. But that's true, that you have a right to. But it's time, if you want to extract and say, well, this is awesome, and all these things are great, gvaldik hazachin, I don't know if it's not a mitzvah prati, do you have this din? Just a thought. But all right, anyway, the achreinim give different terutzim to the sma. The Pamoine Zov says that the sma is talking about a practice, let's say in America, you're not allowed to discriminate, so they were serving the general populace, Sayyidin and Lahavdil Saygoyim. So you have a right to bring the Yidim in, so that's a mitzvah. Very nice. But the Goyim, there's no mitzvah to heal. There's no mitzvah to heal. So then you have no right to open up a practice. If your practice is going to draw Goyish patients, because for those patients there's no mitzvah, so you have no right to do it. That's how Rabban Manizov touches up the Sma. The Aruch HaShulchan says the exact same halacha by himself, but he doesn't touch in the Sma. He just says you should know. We're talking about only if he's Merape Yehudim, but if he's Merape Enim Yehudim, you don't have this halacha. Very nice. I think if a person is an Elch of business and he provides an Elch of lawyer is also making Kiddush Hashem, an Elch of weaver is also making Kiddush Hashem. I don't think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about where the thing itself is the mitzvah. That mitzvah. So if a Roifei Goyim is not a mitzvah, you don't have that. Avada, by the way, you have to be Roifei Enum Yehudim as well, when they Darkei Shalom. 100%. So Avada and Hatzalah responds to Goyisha calls as well. I'm not saying that, but that doesn't make it into a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. That gives you a right to come here. The Shut Avnei Neza has his spin on things, and he says that we're only talking about those mitzvahs that if we wouldn't allow you to come here, there's a chashash shema yisbatel. The mitzvah might be nisbatel, mamela, we don't want that chalila to happen. So therefore, faket, we'll allow you to come here, and the tzibur, the neighbor will have to be soivel your presence. So he says like this, if it's a mitzvah like mila, or it's other forms of mitzvahs like Torah. We don't really need the meal and Torah unless we're maminim. We're b'nei Torah, we understand that we need it. But it's not a mitzvah of Shebeguf that Goyim would do. Mashenken, a doctor, the Goyim have doctors as well. They heal patients as well, even though there's no tzivui that they should be healing patients. It's something that, it's a svara nushe that's going to happen. And even if we don't allow it to come in the neighborhood, somehow they'll get sechanetza how to have a doctor. So all those type of mitzvahs that you would do anyway, that we don't have the chash Hashem is battle, you don't have the right to come here. Memela, that chilek between a roifei and a moyel. Memeli wants a taina that it says in Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to be mishadach for umnis because it's a mitzvah to have people to be professionals, to have people to have proper panosa, because Hashem, if not, they're going to go into maisalistis if they don't have, like the Maran Kedushin says. So he says, so how come over here we're stopping all these professions? And not only that, we're even stopping schools. Mm-hmm. Right? We have a school that teaches professions. As long as it doesn't teach Torah, you're allowed to stop it. It's doing a gevalta kazak. It's teaching umnis with a PC. PCS or whatever has a gvalda chazach. It's setting up umnis which on Shabbos you're allowed to do because it's a cheftei shemayim. So why isn't it daikah? It's the same thing because they're going to have it anyway. Without the mitzvah, no mitzvah, it's going to happen. So memela, you don't have the chshash shemi yizbata. You don't have a right to come in. We're only talking about those mitzvahs that have a chshash of shemi yizbata. All right. When we get to Miyat Hashem Tisiv Gimel, we're going to flesh it out and develop it much more. What the lumdis of mitzvahs and why it's different, and then hopefully we'll revisit this issue. I just wanted to plug it in here because it's a nafkamina how to tie up this roife. But the Taz himself says it's a different pshav. V'nira dolahachi kasser abenu mili de mitzvah gakoin lechalik letzdak oil espalo biyud. Why did he give those examples? The dafke be any mitzvah hatoli betzirif anoshim. Only mitzvahs that require a rabbim, a group of individuals, kmo elu de chashiv, a minion, whatever. So you need to have an assembly, a group. So that we're going to have to let. We're going to say, go somewhere else. Well, then somewhere else, you're also going to have an assembly. Wherever you're going to park, you're going to need this assembly. So then you're allowed to come here too. If you're a mayel, who asked everyone to make a bris in your living room, faket, let them make every person make a bris in their own living room, and you, the mo, travel Sunday to this living room, Monday to that ben, Tuesday to that ben. Why do you have to bring all the traffic here? If you're going to draw traffic to the house, you have a right to stop. That's the Taz's chilek. The Avnei Nezer doesn't like the Taz's chilek, and he says, aren't we talking about also large cities, large neighborhoods, where it's not practical that there are harbe cholim and you can't have the doctor running to every single home? You can't do that. If the doctor's going to be running around town, he won't be able to get to everybody. That's why they structured it faket. The doctor has a doctor's office, and every cholah goes to the doctor's office. So he says it's not the eighth of the Taz that he says is not a mitzvah because they could run around town. It's not practical because when there's harbe cholim, they can't run around town. And the Chasam Sofim Baba Barsa also asks on the Taz, similar, and he says, roiv cholim, maybe it's right that they had a different definition of cholim, but he says, roiv cholim aren't up to going to the doctor. They can't, they're not mobile, they can't travel. So memela the doctor, I said it right, 1 second. Roif chayla, enyu chayla, leila, it's all roif, right. So memela, he says, such case. But lemaisa is, if you look in the Taz never feared ois roif. It could be the Taz's moida that enyu chanami roif is different. He was only saying why a moil is not. He just said, on the smaz pshat of roif in the foshes, otu zeinu mitzah. But once he's going with his own shot, that the chilek is whether you need a tzir fanashim or not. So enochanayim moil is good, and who are them? Maybe roifi is good for the same reason. Because that's also something that could go around town. Maybe, maybe not. All right. Another kasher chsam seifa, which is maybe even shtarka, the chsam seifa asks, just practice, you know, today we have a phone, we have faxes, we have forms of communication, so that guy could be there and call me up, that I should go there. But in the olden days, there was no way to communicate. So how did the roife or the umin or the moil, let's say, the roife or the moil know that there's a bris to be done? Someone had to come to his house and tell him, by the way, notify me, you know, I'm making a bris tomorrow, could you be my moil? So he says, what did you fadeen? He says, I don't understand, what did you fadeen by making the moil go there? Every person who, every Aviyah Ben had to anyway come to the mile to notify him that there's a bris.
Not crowds of people.
Okay, fine. And every Aviyah Chayla also, or the Mishpacha had to come and notify the Roifei that there's a Chayla. So he says, anyway you're drawing in the traffic, so maybe not to the same extent, but he says, anyway you're drawing the traffic, so he doesn't understand what Eitzah he has. Mamela, they argue. So Lamaisa is the Achreinim argue with the Taz, and they back up the Sma that there's a Chayla between a Roifei and a mile. A moil, you have no right to stop because it's a mitzvah, but a roifa, you have a right to stop. All right. Could be, if you learn like the Paimonides of Lamosha, it's nafkamina lalacha. He says it's only reason the Sma says, oh, it's goyim. But if you have a profession that only deals with Yidin and a Hanami, then you won't be able to stop such a roifa either. And a Hanami. So the nafkamina is according to the different shotim. All right, let's continue. Continues the Machaber, not only you can't become such a professional in this chotzer, v'chein mishu yesh lo bayis b'chotzer ha-shutfin, if you have a bayis in such a chotzer, lo yaskrivenu lechet me'elu, you have no right to rent it out to one of these professionals. Because you're doing the same thing, really. You're being goyim wat, him to open a practice in the neighborhood, and drawing a crowd. So you can't aid or abet such a thing to happen. Memelu, you're now allowed to rent it out to such a person. And the Rishonim say, even if it means losing rent. It means even if somebody else is not willing to match our price. A doctor is willing to pay for his doctor's office $2,000 a month. If I had to rent it out to just a regular couple, I'll get $1,000. I'm losing money. Tough luck. Even if it means you're losing money on the rent, you have no right to rent it out to one of these professionals because you're bringing them into the neighborhood and drawing this crowd and ruining the neighborhood. Being marba the koyla, the marba nechnasim v'yaitzim. That's what the... Now, the beragoyla, if you look in Sifkaton Vav, on the side, it's very small letters, but where the asterisk is, he says from the B'Shem Dabach, V'hu de'ikim man deboye le'soichre. As long as there's somebody else who's willing to rent your apartment, even for less, but there's someone willing to rent your apartment. Ele she'eino reitza le'soichre b'deich she'yiskeze. You're just not willing to pay the same price that this person is paying. V'hu adin gabi mechira le'akim. We didn't do that yet. We'll see. In the Ramah, Dikam Man Deraita Luknaisa, Shaina Raita Luknais Bekdei Shikno, he says, I have to be told someone who's willing to pay something, but if a person's not willing to buy it or rent it out at all, then the Bach holds that you're allowed to rent it out to one of these professionals. That's what the Bergoyle and the Bach say. However, the Mashmoisa, the Nesivis, and the Aruch HaShulchan is not Mashma like that, because when they bring down the Halach, if you look at the Nesivis Hakatsa, the small Nesivis, in Sifkat Nehei, he leaves out those extra words. He said, "Lo yiskerenu v'afilu einu meitzi achel askir." Even if you can't find anyone else to rent it out to, he leaves over those last few precious words. I feel einu meitzi achel askir, but b'chdei that this person is renting it out. If I say it's a nesiv, it's not significant. The ikanukud is tough luck. You're not allowed to rent it out no matter what, even if it means keeping your apartment or your house empty. You're not allowed to rent it out. So pashas in the makhluk is achreinim. All right, but you.
I understand the basic thing. By a moel, if he doesn't kneel in the house, then you have a whole tzibur covered. So there's a very large amount of people who are not in the gear to the mitzvah. They don't need it. Maybe they're a minion. I don't know if they're a minion even. Now, a rofer, you have one patient, a comparing patient's coming. What's the difference between a rofer has a couple of patients, or his person has a large family, or he has a cousin's coming over for a visit? It's only a small number of people with a minion.
How many times do you have your cousins over for a visit?
A couple of times a year.
And the doctor has many patients a day. So it's...
How many patients? But it's not a large number.
What do you mean? He might have a dozen patients a day. It's 12 times...
A dozen patients an hour. Dr. Shannick would live there?
Dr. Shannick has about, I don't know, 100 patients an hour, right?
So... The crowds that are coming are not again to the mitzvah.
First of all, I'll be honest with you. I'm not convinced, by the way, that in those days they had these large, major crowds like we have by Mila. I mean, the Chasana, they had 10 people. So I would assume for Mila, they didn't have much more than that, right? I mean, they make the Mila larger than the Chasanas, right?
The mitzvah applies to the doctor and to the patient. So everyone who's coming is itself...
And the person bringing the patient?
Actually,
and the people who are being mishtatif in this mila and coming, and all right, fine. Anyway, and it's a mitzvah, I guess. We're mitzvah tenen and we sued this from a mila. All right, we could make our own mitzvah. All right.
Maybe the case of the
royal
is not that they're coming to do milas to people. The mail went to shul to do the mila. They come before to check the baby. They're coming afterwards to check.
He can't go there to check the baby. And even that. So even that would be. Okay. He says maybe we're talking about just the checking and the... All right.
Since when, if you don't, if you have no to rent something to, you go ahead and do...
An avla. Right. The Bach, you have to know, he's hanging on a diik, but in Svara, it's difficult to understand the Bach. Why should it make a difference how great the laws are? If the guy's willing to rent it from me for $1, then not. I just lost $1,999. No, zero. Then yeah. Like what? Where's the cutoff point? What's the lumdus of this? I don't know.
Likewise, how long would it have to go vacant?
What's considered the back. The mice is nesiv. I'll be honest with you. If you look in the Heindike Boyskin, they just quote the Bach and the Baragola blindly. If you look, the Nesiv is an Arkashuk and leave out those words. It seems that they argue. So I'm not so convinced. And like I said, I don't really understand the Surah of the Bach 100% anyway. Fine. All right, let's continue. Zok the Rama, Haga, Avalu Makroi, but to sell it to one of these professions, Yeshemim Deshari, some say it's Mota. You're going to have a problem, you bring these people in, you'll take it up with the lokech, take him to the din Torah, provided din. If you sell it to a guy that you have no one to handle with, and he's going to do what he wants, you won't be able to stop him, you have no right to sell it. But if you're selling it to a yid, and what are you afraid of, that he's going to open up such a profession, fine, so I'll take the yid to a din Torah, I'll worry about it then. But why do I have a right to stop this guy from selling it to him? Bishlam renting it, that's different. You have to know what the chilek renting and selling is. But that's what Ramah says. He makes a chilek between renting and selling. Renting, you could stop the maskir, but selling, you have no right to stop the seller from selling it to one of these professionals. And what is the chilek between the two? And Aniza has, we're going to see a few different hezberim, and it's a nafkamina la halacha. Look in this massive cotton ches. Yeshemim Deshari, some say it's mutter to sell. Hatam Nirali, this massive conches. The Bimechira, Enu Nira Kokach, it's not so blatant or nick or noticeable. Shekonu Lasses Boy Malachtai. It's not such a given that he's going to open up his practice here. The Yeshleim is Shekonu Lanakla. He plans maybe one day retiring and he wants to come to Lakewood. Leah Shalal Adira Vyadabai Binoy, in the meantime, he'll have his son there. Oyeskarenu Lachayim, or he'll rent it out Stamazoi. Ach Yifnum Malachta until he finishes his practice. Vim Yava Alakeach, Akakak Lassus Malachta. But if later he decides yet to open up his practice there, Hamati Benachot, Lishto Yedina Badi Alakeach, or Lakak Lamichos of Chazal Bemoicha. This is the punch. Kivan She'ein Hezekoi Bari. When you sell it to a buyer, even if he's a professional, Lav Davki is going to open up his practice here. So I cannot stop the seller. It's a suffix. He may not. So I can't stop the seller. It's only for a short period of time. It's not typical for someone to rent out a bayis. People don't rent houses and just let it stay empty till they retire. It doesn't make sense. The chilek this mas suggests is that by selling, it's not a bari hazeka. Lav dafka, the person's going to open up his practice. Renting, if a professional is coming to rent, he's for sure going to open up his practice. And mamela, you could stop Damascus. It's like Damascus is aiding and abetting this to happen. I already want to nip it in the bud. Maske, you have no right to do this.
Automatically, people opened up their businesses from their homes.
Yeah, it was very typical in those days to open up businesses in their houses. Correct. Right.
Automatic thing.
If he's renting, people in glass houses shouldn't. Wait a second. You have a business in your house, right? Good. And we had it today as well, just maybe not as frequent as then. It's not as prevalent.
If someone's renting it, how do we know? I'm renting to someone.
Well, we'll find out.
Let's. How do we know he's opening up?
Well, till now he was living somewhere else, and he was a barber in his house somewhere else. He was practicing in his own home then, and now he's buying this house. He's renting this house. What do you think he's going to be doing? He's going to be moving over his practice to this house. He's not going to hold both houses, so he's going to move here and open up his practice here. So it's bari hazeka. It's a definite. Mashenkin here. That's not hazeka bari. That's the chil between mechira and schiris.
Likewise, in schiris, if you know that he owns a shop.
Yeah, then in a chanam, and then you know.
L'chayre.
I mean, we're going to play with an inverted nafkamina soon. Yes, so the Aruch HaShulchan says very similar to this as well. He just fleshes it out a little, maybe a drop better. And he says, if I sell something, the buyer is allowed to do whatever he wants with the house. There are no strings attached. Nothing survives the closing. Do whatever you want. Mamela, I don't ask him right now, what are you doing with your house? Put limitations in the usage. It's ridiculous, right? Mashenkin, someone who's renting, you can't just open up a business in the house. Forget about the neighborhood. Beside me, the mask here. You're bringing in a thoroughfare. No way. You're going to destroy the home. I'm not letting. So in order for you to do this anyway, you had to clear it with the mask here. So it means the mask here knows exactly what you're doing. So it's bari hazeik. Mashenke, by a seller. A seller is not bari hazeik because who knows what the buyer is doing. It doesn't schmooze with the buyer what he's doing it for because it's not negeh. It's not up to him to decide what the buyer should use it. Memela, that's the chiluk between mechir and tzchir. It's very similar to the smash. Just he fleshes out a drop better. It should come out then, if this man and Aruch HaShulchan, if this is the pshat, should come out major nafgumina la halacha, that if you have a buyer who just slips it in the conversation to the seller, by the way, I am opening up my profession here, finished, and you're not allowed to sell it to him. The whole head is, it's not bar ezeka, but if he tells you he's going to do that, then you have no right to sell it to him. So it means, with the Ramah says, No problem. Yeshemin Deshari. No, it's not so posh. It's only Shari when you don't know what he's going to do with it. But if you know what he's going to do with it, it's not Shari. Very much Chosim and Haseifa.
It has to be that he knows something. If he doesn't know, then why shouldn't it be Shari? He has no clue what the guy's doing. Why should he be Shari?
No, that's it, because we know that he's a doctor. But I don't know, he plans on opening up here. Maybe he plans opening up on the street, like Yisrael was saying. We could have different fakes involved. All right. Lumais is this man, the Drisho, says this property legs to Nochabshat. Says another reason. He says, typically, the distinction between who sells homes and who rents out homes. Somebody who sells a house is usually out of desperation and is typically deemed an ani. So Memele Chazal didn't want to stop this ani from losing the sale, so we allowed him to go through with the sale. Mashenkin, someone who rents out, he says, Harbi Hashim rent out. They have houses, landlords, they rent out property, it's not a problem. So the Memele Chazal weren't bothered to make this takana, so to speak, to stop, to prevent you from renting it out, because we're not really staring the ani, we're staring only the Ashirim. But by Mechir, which is generally the Aniyim, then we didn't want to shtar. That's what the Drisha says, a whole new angle. The Mais and the Drisha's Pshat is shtar for a different reason, is that this halacha doesn't distinguish whether there's somebody else who's willing to rent it out for the same price, for more or for less. Doesn't say. Just says, Schir is Asa, and Mechir is Mota. If the Drisha is right, that the whole chilek is because who sells houses is Aniyim, but who rents out houses is Ashirim, then it should come out that if somebody else is willing to match the price, so there's no hefsid for you, then you don't have this heta. Why is Mechira always Mutter? Because we're typically talking about an Ani that would only give you a right to sell it if no one else is willing to match that offer. But if someone's willing to match that offer, it should be us to sell. Now you don't have the heta. We are chosh for the Aniyim. What do we chosh for? He can get the exact same price from a different buyer. So what does he need this buyer for? So then should come out that for such a Mechira, we should be able to stop. And again, it's chos and a sefer, the Ramaz Masha, that every Mechira is Mutter.
You still have to say that it's a shema.
That's the other teretz. I'm just saying each teretz has its problems. Let's see, we hold the both teretzim. But each teretz has its problems.
What's your mindset for not sure to sell also?
A low plug.
Otherwise, it's really
funny. Well, no. Mechira, even if he happens to be an usher. So no matter low plug, but for this is no low plug. Bishlam low plug, you say bechilik between an ani and osher. But they should say that the het of mechir is only when you don't get the same price. But if you're getting the same price, then it's low plug, no low plug. Then everyone should be also, because there's no het. Why should we give a dispensation? Why should we allow him to do this if we're not fadiming anything? We're not being mahanim anything. No, I'm saying, but the low plug is that should be just like an ani. But an ani has no right to sell, he's not fedining anything if he's getting the same price on someone else. So it should just make halacha that if he's not getting the same price, it should be mutan. If he's getting the same price, only matching the bid, it should be awesome. The Bach suggests a different pshat, and I think the Bach pshat is the most mustava pshat, and we should go with this. And the Bach says that there's a chilek in fundamentally between mechira and schiris. By Mechira, once I sell it, I'm gone. I'm out of the picture. I have nothing to do with this house anymore. It's the buyer's house. If he does trouble, then take him to a dinter. Don't bother me. I have nothing to do with this. Schiris, I am the landlord. He is in my house that he's doing something that's disturbing the neighborhood. So I am Machroi. Yes, I'm a mask and he's the soicha, true. And it's he already rented out. But Lamai says he is living, renting out my house. So it's like Machmasi, Begrom Masi, I'm staring the neighborhood. I'm putting somebody in my house, using my house to stare the neighborhood. It's like I'm staring the neighborhood. So Mamela, that's why Schiris is a problem. But by Mechir, then I'm gone, I'm out. Take it up with the boyer. If he's doing something wrong, take it up with him. It has nothing to do with me. I'm out of here already. And that's Mamela, like the Bach, it's very simple. It's a very simple cut. All Schiris is Asa, and all Mechira is Mota. Mechira, I'm out of the picture. I shouldn't say all, with the exception of selling it to a guy. If you sell it to a guy, I have no one to reckon with. You sell it to someone who I can't take to dinner. You tell me, go with him and handle with him. I can't handle with him. Memele, it would be also to sell to a guy. But any time you're selling it to a Yid who's a Tzayis Ladin, I have no right to stop the sale. All right. Fine. Let's move on. That's Sif Aleph. So to come out, just to recap, in Sif Aleph, you cannot open up a profession or any type of business practice in a Mavi Mefulish or in a Chatzah, apartment building, whatever, a complex. You're not allowed to open up, and not only aren't you allowed to open up, you're not allowed to even rent to somebody else who's opening up one of these things. Even a store, a jewelry store, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. Anyone's bringing in traffic into the neighborhood is now allowed to do it. Fine.
If the store's there before the neighbors can move in and complain?
Okay, that's an excellent question, very good question. And etzim, it's totally later on. We're going to see that, you know what, let's see Sif Beis. We'll start Sif Beis and Sif Dal. You'll see more if there's such a thing as a chazaka and gives you a right to continue.
How can I sell a piece of property to a buyer if he knows the buyer's going to have problems with it?
Ourselves, I can make my deal. The buyer will have to go to a din Torah. I'm fooling the buyer? Oh, maybe the buyer knows about what's going on. Maybe he knows the halacha. Maybe he should know the halacha. So it's really not for now. And who could make a toys? And that's pashut. If I would sell to somebody and he thinks he could do something and halacha he can, is that grounds for a mekach toys? Just to be kids, there's a shulti gibarim chariz daflam and zayin who handles the shayla, and is a Truvus HaRashba. Truvus HaRashba is a case where I sold a house and he had a cheshbon of value. He was able to open up a certain window or a door, and then when he bought it, he realized, oh, Niskei Shchenim is now allowed to do it, and there's a grounds for a Mekach Tais. It's not for now, but it's a shayla. All right. I don't think you have to check. You could do it, but if someone stops you, then you're going to have a problem. Lemaisa is, I don't know if you should forget hide it from the Eilim, let the Eilim know about it. If the Eilim knows about it and they don't complain, so go ahead. If they complain at that point, you have to face the music. But until then, you're fine. You shouldn't do this discreetly. All right. Sif Beis. Chanus Shebechotza, Yecheilim Ashkenim Lumchus Biyadu Vilomeloi, Ein Onu Yecheilim Lishon Mikhaila Naknasim Vayoitzim. So, like I said before, here the Machaba says Koil. Before it's Rebo, here it's Koil. It's Labdavka. All right. El Oisim Malachtoi, same thing. He's bringing in the Koil, the Rebo. El Oisim Malachtoi Bechanusai. He could manufacture the products in his Chanus. And the Beis Hesed points out, Dafka in his Chanus. You can't manufacture it in the common courtyard. He can't do his work. He's a welder and he wants to do it in the courtyard. And no, he's an auto mechanic and he has these body parts, the car parts in the backyard, in the front yard or the courtyard. He cannot do that. He could do it in his own private property. And then he'll open up a retail store in the shuk. He'll go bring the wares to the shuk, but he cannot sell it from his home. But they cannot stop him. They cannot stop him from saying, oh, you're making so much noise with your hammer, mekolah rechayim, with your grinder. So the Machab is talking about your type of a case, where the person was there for a while, and no one was mecha, and someone's getting up, I had enough. We got to put an end to this. Get out of here. Your mamish driving me crazy with your customers. So on that, the Mechabe says, when you have a chazakah, the Mechabe says that I could stop you from selling, but I cannot stop you from manufacturing in your own property. I can stop you from selling because that draws people into the neighborhood. But I cannot stop you from the manufacturing in your own home, even though you're making a lot of noise, the coil, that I cannot stop you.
The
crowd chazaka doesn't help, but for the coil or the manufacturing, chazaka does help. And the diak in the Mechabe is that had you not had a chazaka for either, then I could stop you even for the coil of the manufacturing. But if you had the chazaka, it helps for the coil of the manufacturing, or it doesn't help you for the coil of the nechnas.
Can we say the case the
that's one thing. He's doing one thing. He's
no, maybe until now he was just
manufacturing?
No,
but doesn't. So Maccabi is setting up in a kimta. So if you had a chazaka there, then both would be mutter. Why is Maccabi saying alocha psuka? This is mut and this is also. This I could be makav, this I can't. It should be totally on what I have a chazaka.
He's saying there's only a chazaka on the.
No, he says, once you have a chazaka for this. It's Cain, because he was doing it till now. No, he's doing everything till now, but this chazaka works and this chazaka doesn't work. And even on that part, Hagazak, the Ramah, V'yeshem, the Chomash, Oisa, Bechanusa, V'beisa, Filu, Lechachil, Enin, Yechay, Lelemchais. The Ramah argues on this Dik in the Machaba, Ramah holds that even Lechachil, you cannot be Moicha on the coil of the manufacturing in your house. I am allowed to be Moicha on the customers, but I cannot be moich on the manufacturing. Now, why not? I have a chazaka. So the achrayim say, the rishonim really say, is that there's a concept of nischei shchedim of kutshu ubeis hakisei. When something is such a terrible hezek, we don't assume from the fact midoloi micha that you were moichel. What type of chazaka anyway we're talking about? We're not talking about a chazaka that you could prove that you bought the rights here. You hear cheskas gimu shonim. This man says we're talking about. Where's this man? Oh, in Sifkat Nir Aleph. He says, "Hi Chazak and Nir, the Nirat Olam Cheskas Gimu Shonim. Elakosh Yenikas Shasim Malachtoi Vishama V'loy Michabai Havaleil Ramam Chazak Benizakim." We're not talking about the Cheskas Gimu Shonim that you're claiming now, Chazak Sheish Metaina, that I bought the rights from the neighborhood. About that, that's not practical. It's not Mestaver, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Stam. I was here first. I was here for a while. No one complained. Vayom. Now you wake up. Now there's a problem. What's going on? Now you're waking up. So that's what we're talking about. So he says there's a concept Kutcher Beisa Kisei when you have such a terrible hezek, we have a chazaka in the meichel on such a shtera, right? No one's being meichel. The fact that he was soivel it till now, he was soivel. Now he doesn't want to be soivel anymore, but he would never be meichel such a thing and give you, oh, that's it, a blank check, now you can stay here forever. Never in the world. So mamelu the machab is being machalik. If the person is just making noise and making a racket in his house, only in his house, no. He's not allowed to do it, l'chatchila, I could be moichel. But if I let it go, and it's a chazaka, I was moichel. But to have this thoroughfare, traffic, customers coming, the noise, and the chak, no way am I letting this happen. No way. A chas nuhul as my neighbor. It's not happening. I'm not letting this happen. And the fact that I was civil till now, and I had my tzidkis, and I was biting my lip till now, but I was zikhah never moichel. If I want to wake up now, I have a right to be moichel. And that's the chilek. We don't assume the loy michel that there was a mechila. It can't be. It's too strong of a hezek.
Didn't we say before the kol could possibly be worse than
only happens more times.
Because
you can't limit it, and so it happens day, night. I need it all the time. I need it by night. I need it by day. I need to sleep all the time. Right. But that just shows that it's 24 hours. Right. It doesn't show that it's a stronger problem. It's a stronger hezek that it can't be solved. It's maybe a little hezek that's just constant. Mashiach and that is a bigger hezek. Also, if you realize that over there we're talking about the koil of the neknasim v'yaitzim and could be anachanami. That's taka so terrible and chazaka won't work on that either. What we're talking about is not the koil of the neknasim. We're talking about the koil that you're making inside your own house by making a racket. That koil is bearable, and if I wasn't meicha, I was meicha. But anachanami, you're right. The koil of the neknasim v'yaitzim and anachanami. That koil is also, there's no chazaka for. Anachanami. Alright, Zok, though, I just want to, you know.
You can only call about other things like fumes for
manufacturing. I hear, I don't know, it's a good shayla. They talk about all the problems in Hezekis, but I hear the shayla. The Lamai says, you have a machlokes mechab and ramah. The mechab holds that lechatchila you're allowed to stop a coil of manufacturing, and the ramah says you're not allowed to stop the coil of manufacturing. La halacha, what do we do? And it's not clear in halacha what we do. There is a bit of a mashmoich sam soifa that we follow the Ramah. However, there's a Chuvis Netzach Yisrael from Rav Grossman. He's a dain in Eretz Yisrael. He used to be in the Gudda like 20 years ago. In Simen Yud Ches, there's a lot of Chuvis, very geshmaka Chuvis, practical Chuvis. But over there he says that since it's a machloikis, whether you're allowed to do it or not, he says that loiteshitas hashach and kuf nun heis have gotten your test. The shach holds over there. Whenever you're in a machloikis, am I staring you as niske shkeinim or not? Who's going to win? Who's the moksik? Everything goes on mitzvah and v'alar. Who's the moksik? The shach is that the mazik is the moitzi. The mazik, if he cannot establish that he has a right to be mazik, he's not allowed to be mazik. The Meila Zot in Netzach Yisrael here too, that hayoyz is a machloikis mechaber ramo, whether you're allowed to come here or not, whether you're allowed to make this manufacturing noise in your house or not, or is it a shter, he holds that lechatchilo, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be machmir. If you can't prove that you're allowed to make such a koil and shtar the neighborhood, then you're not allowed to do it. Which would come out that in essence we'll be passing like the mechaber. Not like the Ramah. We'll be passing like the mechaber that I have a right to stop you because it's a sveka didina and it's a safek didina. You're allowed to be mazik me. Oh. So Grada, that's a klal. And maybe it's a good time to mention it. Unbeknownst to many, this is a klal in Hayra, and many Paiskim don't know this klal either. I just recently mentioned to one Paisik, there's Agdama, is that the Ramah, there are many Chuvas, there's Geshuni, there's there's a prima godim in his klali hayra, I think it is at the beginning. There's a klal that when the Rama says v'yesh oimrim, it doesn't mean that he's passing that like that shita. When the Rama says v'yesh oimrim, means the Rambachaba brought some rishonim, and I'm just sharing with the olim the other side, the other set of rishonim, the other opinion. I'm not taking sides. I'm just showing you that both sides are negay. You have to reckon with both sides. Had I held like the Makaba, I would just let the Makaba go. But if I want to tell you they have to be Machma like both Shitas, I'll bring down V'yeshayim and the other Shita. The only times the Ramah paskins is when the Ramah says V'chein Noegin, or V'chein Nikol, or V'chein Nir Lohiris, any type of those Lishaynis that he's trying to tell you, this is it. You got to go like this. Or Ein Lishani, so it's a different Bituyim that he has. But if he just says V'yeshayim, this is a set of Rishonim. Here's another Shita you have to worry about. The Mela of the Ramah is really where we have two sets of Shita. Even the Ramah, Be'etzim, never really argued with the Makkabi. Just being they argued that you have to reckon with both Shita. So you have to reckon both Shita, but still, Safik Mazik, you wouldn't be allowed to come in.
Yeah, I hear.
So then it should come out. But there, I think the voice can pass can taka that we go with that set of Rishonim. But I hear. Okay, fine. So that's so lalochi. You might be able to stop, which is interesting. Fine. Now, what is the chilek? Why in the Shitas Ramah? Why does Ramah say that the nechnasim v'yotzim, the people are entering the neighborhood, those people I could stop? My shenkin, if you're just making noise in your own house and you're also staring me, that I can't stop. The noise that you're doing by bringing the traffic in, the clients, the customers, I could stop. But this noise, I can't even stop lechatchila. What's the chilek? Zok tisman sivkot niyud. Since he's making this noise in his house, if you're doing it in your own territory, so I'm not the bail on your territory, I can't tell you how you're supposed to fare in your apartment, in your house, I can't stop you. When you're bringing traffic into the neighborhood, it's going into the mavi or the chotza meshutav, so then now you're staring me in my property, because I also have a schus in this area, it's a common area. I'm not going to allow you to use my property to stare me. I have a right to stop you. Memela, that's the chilek. A very glatt chilek for the Ramah. The problem is that the Sma really says this in the Mechaba as well. That's if cotton yud is on the Mechaba. As if the Sma is trying to give you a chilek in the Mechaba, why Chazako helps for one and Chazako doesn't help for the other? Why when the guy was there for a long time, he could still be Meicha for the Nechnasim, but yet if he's there for a long time, he does have a Chazako for the curl that he has in his house. What's the chilek? And somehow the Sma is saying that one is done in his house and one is done in the common area. Now, l'chayr, it doesn't really pass in the Mechavad. And see if it jumps on the Sma, what do you want? Bishloim in the Ramaz ve'geshmak. Here you're allowed to be Meicha. Here now let it be Meicha. But in the Mechavad beds and holds both things you're allowed to be Meicha. I'm allowed to be Meicha not to make this manufacturing call as well. It's just the whole Shah is a Gabi, the Chazaka. So if both of them allowed to be meichel lechachilas, how can you tell me because I'm doing it in my own property? Even in your own property, I'm allowed to stare. I could look to mechab. I could say you cannot make noise in your own property. So that doesn't work for the mechabo. So what's the chilek in the mechabo? So now, if you look in the sivis if cotton olive, the regular sivis, he asked the kasha. It doesn't stim in the mechabo. So the bottom line is akolchak tzarik loyma tamacher. The dafku b'nechnasim v'yoytzim shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ik nechnasim v'yoytzim acherim. Every day the new people coming. They're coming at all different hours with different types of noises and different. It's not like there's a steady thing I can get used to. Oh, this, and I know how to work around it. Lo ma'ani chazak in negdom. The domi lo kutro. It's like kutro to yachol loyma katayno. Till now, so I yisi shani yachol lekabel. So I kept quiet. I was slaveful it. V'aksha, but now I realize. I want to be Moicha. Since Kalapatish is a constant, regular, day in, day out, the same type of noise and the same, probably same schedule, the same everything, or something I could work into my schedule, I could work it out. Lechachila, I'd be allowed to be Moicha, but if you're there and I was not Moicha, Mahani Chazaka. There the Chazaka will work, because there a person you could believe would. Be Meichel. Mashenkin, something like Kol Nechnasim V'yotzim, that's Mamish constant, every day different. I can't get used to this. There's no way I could live like this. So therefore, I'm allowed to be Meichel. All right, I just want to finish the Rambam. We're not going to be able to talk. There's a lot of halacha. I just want to have a double shalom here, and I'll let the ilum go. It says v'davka zokter Rambam that says that loiter Rambam that I'm not allowed to be moicher from somebody from making noise in his own house is b'nei odim b'riyim. When you have healthy people living in the neighborhood and healthy neighbors, so namal. Having manufacturing noise doesn't really bother me. So I hear a little drill, a little saw, an electric saw, it's not a problem. Avalim heim chaylim, but if the neighbors are chaylim, v'akoyil mazik lahem, and the koyil is disturbing them, yechaylim limchays. They're allowed to be moicha even what you're doing in your own house. And it needs a beer, just because you're chayil, and now all of a sudden you could dictate what he's doing in his own house, if that's the chilek, so why would someone you're chayil is different? But this halacha is not so poshut, and we're going to have to flesh it out exactly what it means, if there's a chazanish, there's a lot of reid, mitzvah next week, we'll do it. But just a recap, just a chazah, you're now allowed to become a profession in a mavi, she'enu mafulish, or a chotza. You're now allowed to rent out to any of these people. Selling is permissible as long as you don't sell it to a guy. And now this second halach is that the mechab is mechalak, when you have a chazaka or not. For one, chazaka works. For the coil inside, the manufacturer called chazaka works, but for the nasim v'yotzim, coil doesn't work. And there are more holes that for the manufacturing coil that you do in your own house, I don't even have right to stop you, l'chatchila. All right, a good tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.